Welcome to Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Post Game is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Jaguars postgame, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Final score 36-22. The Titans with a win over the Jags. Jaguars fall to 2-5. Titans are now 4-4 and are looking strong in the AFC South. And, of course, the score and the statistics will not tell the tale tonight. The Jaguars in the first half were shut out 27-0. Could get nothing done offensively. Not much done defensively, for that matter. And they, Fred, were unable to overcome that in the second half.
JP, Mike, how's it going tonight,
hey, Brad,
guys?
Okay.
The Titans dominated this game. There's no other way to look at it. It was 5 rushing yards at the half. Titans had 135. The score, it looked close. Well, it's not close. It's still a blowout, 36-22, but it looks a lot closer than it was with those last two touchdowns. I commend the guys for fighting and trying, showing effort. But we all know those were garbage touchdowns. I mean, Titans were in prevent for the longest. So this was a totally dominated football game. You give up 214 yards rushing, it's never going to be a good outcome. And that I don't know any way to sum it up. Does it get any worse?
Yeah, Fred, you look at that first half, too. There were some fight late in this game, you know, made it more cosmetically appealing with the score. But it didn't look like the team came ready to play tonight, flat out, on a short week. Look, Tennessee's on a short week, too. With the owner reportedly meeting with the team this week, you would have thought you would have seen their most inspired effort win or lose tonight. And we didn't get that. How can that be?
You know, usually when the owner has to, you know, intervene, that's not always, that's never a good sign, you know, unless you're Jerry Jones. But Sean, he's not the type of guy that wants to really be on the football day to day, you know. So there's a sense of urgency. I'm not going to say panic, you know, that's just imploding everything. But that is a sense of urgency, and he wants to turn this thing around, and I'm sure he's going to make some tough decisions to make sure that happens. You know, being the type of person he is, I don't know. I don't know how you really take a step backwards. After last week, you give up 33 points, and in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, it was just one of those days.
Fred, let's hold off for a second. Let's go back to Nashville. Gus Bradley is with Jeff Loggeman. Jeff,
all right. Thank you, JP. Gus, certainly not the results you were expecting. The first half, the game. Really kind of out of reach at the end of the first half. It had to be disappointing.
It was very disappointing. I mean, our play, I'd like to think that, we'd have came in here with a higher standard. That was our plan, but we didn't meet it. And our effort, I'm trying to figure it out. I think, but I know the overall play was inexcusable. And that's what we have to look at as coaches and players, take responsibility for it and find the answers.
The defense, up until this game, has been pretty consistent, playing hard. And I think at the half it was about 350 yards of offense for the Titans, and they were able to run the football. Not the result you were looking at.
No, not at all. And you know what? To give up a play, a deep ball, to not tackle on the edge, and when it's really been – talked about all week. We just had some sloppiness. That has nothing to do with anxiety. That's just having focus. So there's a combination of things. And, again, we'll just, we'll be our own worst critic.
The offense continued to struggle. What's the answer to getting them to get better?
Well, it's consistency. To come out like we did and we didn't get in a rhythm. We tried running the ball and then passing the ball and mixing those things up and going a little bit more no huddle in the second half. But, it comes down to coaches coach, players play. We got to come together and do all, got to do our job. And we're not doing that right now.
What do you say to your team after a game like this?
Well, that's exactly what I said to them. You know, our play was not up to our standards, inexcusable. We came out in the second half, and although we came out and we competed and put some points on the board, it wasn't enough. And you can't start like that, like we did, in a big-time environment, too. And, you know, so we got some soul-searching to do.
Thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
There's Gus Bradley in the locker room, just outside of the locker room at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. We'll come back. More with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey. Final score, 36-22. The Titans over the Jaguars. More Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio.
You know, the media, it's just inexcusable. So we didn't come out and play. I don't know what the answer is. I come in here and I look, and did we play with some anxiety? Yeah, I can say that I felt like maybe we pressed too much, but some of the plays that weren't being made had nothing to do with anxiety. It was, I don't know if it's focus or we have a high standard. We didn't meet that standard. And not a lot to be said other than it's, you know, wasn't good enough, obviously.
Do you expect to be the coach the next time you guys play?
Yeah, I do.
Shad talked to the team on Monday night, and yet they just didn't come out. They didn't seem like they played hard, Gus. What?
Yeah, and I don't know. You're right. I can't defend that part. It didn't look like it. I mean, my talk at halftime was to rally together and come out and show your spirit. And when you're talking like that at halftime, you know you didn't play, you know, with great effort. And it's challenging because you look at it and I think there's some anxiety due to part of it. But again, enough plays where you look at, and it really didn't have anything to do with anxiety. It was more just focus and making the plays that we're capable of making. So I'm not making excuses. It's just, it was bad.
Yes, it seemed like once Murray had the 22-yard run followed by the touchdown pass, and it just looked like the tank was empty after that.
Yeah, we didn't respond very well. You know, we talk about quickly recover, and we just didn't get in a rhythm, offensively, defensively. Give them credit. They did a nice job with their run game. We knew that, you know, we were expecting it to be over 30 runs in the game, and we knew we had to stand up to it and not give up some explosive plays. But you're right. I can't deny that. After that run and after the pass, we looked like we got punched in the mouth and we didn't adjust real well. And all of us take responsibility. Look, there's some coaching things there. There are some players things. I think we all need to take responsibility. Should not be a lot of blame game. I think we each need to look at ourselves and see what we can do.
How surprised were you by the lack of discipline on some of those penalties?
I think we got them out of the game. And, it's penalties where, you know, you can control. I think Aurelius Ben had a penalty. That's unfortunate. That's an effort penalty. But these decisions that you have to make, and, they affect the team. And, that those two penalties were like that.
You said, do you worry about your job status?
No.
I mean, think about it.
No, I worry about this team, you know, and why did we perform like that in the first half and figuring out, okay, how can we get it right? And we have an extra day, really. You know, compared to most weeks.
Are you concerned though? You're running out of solutions, running out of answers.
Well, no, I think there's always solutions. You know, this period right here, you know, it happened, and we got to take a hard look at it. It's not something we're going to brush over. It's not something we're going to talk about the team and then just okay, we got to move on quickly. I think this is some soul searching. We need to find it out and find out what's the issue. Shad came in and talked. We talked as a team, but it was an hour meeting. It was good. But we need more. We need more. We need to find out if there's any issues that are involved to keep us from playing to our level. And, because I'll still say it's a high character room, a high character room. And we're just not playing like we're capable of playing.
You said this week that you remain steadfast in your belief of Blake. I know he was 8 of 16 for 60 yards in the first half, obviously, when it mattered. Do you think his confidence is shook a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think all of us are frustrated in our play. But he's a pretty confident man. I know he has belief in his capabilities, just like we all do in our team. I think we're looking at, how does this happen? Why is this happening to us? What are we doing wrong? You know, it's those type of questions that may pop up. And that's what we got to find the answers to.
You look like you got frustrated early, and is there anything you could say about
that? Well, I think we played frustrated early as a team. So I think I want to talk. It was a team deal. I mean, we can't look at the defense and say, well, they played pretty good. They didn't. You can't look at it offensively. We played well. So to point out one guy, that's what I say, I think we all need to take responsibility.
Is it frustrating or demoralizing in any way that it's 3 days after Khan sits there and he has that meeting, and while it was a positive meeting, there's probably an unspoken message and stuff's got to change soon?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it's a results league. You know, I think, you know, when you say, all right, now is it – come on, man. It's the NFL. We all know. Everybody in that locker room knows we got to be successful. So it's how are they going about doing it? I know they care for each other. I know they care for what's taking place here. And obviously when the owner comes in, it hits home. And it's very important. And the message sent, message received. So what happened? I don't know. I don't know if it was they played tight. And it sure seemed like it. But like I said, I'm not solely putting on that. There's enough plays that we've made that were technique things and just being focused. So it's a combination of things.
Defense. I would never, no, I wouldn't believe that. But you got to go out there and you got to make plays, man. That's the bottom line. It's a make plays business.
You know, just listening to what Paul Posluszny had to say there, the thing that gets me is that, you know, look, I guess I don't know what else you're going to say in this circumstance if you're the head coach, but we're going to come together. We're going to learn from this. We're going to, I mean, that we have heard that time and again after result, disappointing result after disappointing result, and they haven't learned from it. They haven't gotten new results from it. I mean, this is as low as it gets. They're going in the wrong direction now. Fred,
right.
I don't know who has any confidence hearing that it's actually going to occur, that there's going to be something that they learn from and take from and change in their performance based on this game tonight.
You know, the coaches stay the same. They believe in what they believe in, you know, and coaches more than players, they have conviction. They have a deep faith and belief in what they do, and they won't change for anyone. And Gus has always said, we're going to stay the course. You know, and this is what he's preached since he came to Jacksonville. And that's his consistency, you know, along with, you know, the performances that have been on the field, unfortunately. But he hasn't changed. And I'd rather have that out of my head coach than, you know, inconsistency in gray areas. You want better results. Yes, I get it. But you want that consistency. And hopefully some of these guys will realize at some point the type of coach that they have. And they'll break their necks for him. You know, I just don't know if guys are really taking things serious around there, because you can't, you know, regress that much, that quickly. I just don't see it, because this is a good team, on paper at least.
Blake, is your confidence, I know we talk a lot about confidence, we've asked you before, but is your confidence at all shaken here? Is it frustration? Where are you?
Yeah, frustrated for sure. You know, like I said earlier in the week, or last week, you know, confidence isn't an issue. I believe in myself and this team 100%. It's just it's a broken record. It's a lack of execution. It's dumb mistakes. It's the same stuff every week.
The sense, though, that others may not be as confident on the offense?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's a lack of confidence or if it's, guys pressing, guys trying too hard. I don't know what it is. I can't speak for them. I just know it's hard to watch a team play on Sunday that you know can perform better than, you know, we're putting on tape every Sunday.
You know, it's a results-oriented business, obviously. The owner comes and speaks to the team on Monday night. I know how much you care for Gus Bradley, but the wins aren't coming in. Something's
going to
change here eventually.
Right, yeah, and, that's football, we get it. You know, I know I'm 100% behind Gus, believe in him 100% what we're trying to do here. Gus isn't the one committing dumb penalties. Gus isn't the one turning the ball over. Gus isn't the one not making plays. You know, that's on us as a locker room and as players.
Last question,
You obviously understand you can't cut all the players, but you can get rid of the one head coach.
Right, yeah. I understand it's a business, and somebody's got to take blame eventually. I get that, and, you know, it's just like anything. You know, I'll play as hard as I can until they tell me I can't play anymore, and Gus will do the same. He'll coach his tail off until they tell him not to coach anymore.
You worried that you won't be the coach tomorrow or next day? Or?
No, not at all. I don't think about it at all. Gus has been my head coach since I've been in the NFL, and I would love to play my NFL career for Gus Bradley. And if something changes, then, you know, you deal with that when that happens. But, you know, 100% support and confidence in Gus.
Talk about the slow starts. And but another one again today. What has to change? I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
It seems like you've tried almost everything you guys can try at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Do something different. It's hard. You know, it's hard for me to sit up here and answer these for you guys. You guys know everything I'm going to say, or, you know, I don't know. I tell you the same stuff every week. It's difficult. It's frustrating. To play a team on Thursday night on live television, and they're bringing the backup quarterback halfway through the third quarter or whatever. It's embarrassing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Can we get
to
the locker
room
that one? Or no?
Yeah.
4-4. The Jaguars fall to 2-5. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. And it's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. All right, Fred, number one, has this performance tonight by the Jaguars reached a new low?
It's pretty low. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right.
I'm not gonna.
That's it. It's honest.
Lightning fast questions and answers. Yes. All right, we'll move on, Fred. Is there something that Blake can do, in your opinion, that he can work on in season to improve on just the physical act of throwing the football, because it looked bad tonight?
Accuracy. Hit the receivers. You know, he's starting to digress in his accuracy. He's throwing it behind them, in front. They're just not connecting.
And finally, third and final question, what do you make of the defensive performance tonight? How did they take a step back?
Anytime you give up 200-plus yards rushing, it's a bad day at the office.
There you have it, Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions and Answers from Fred Taylor tonight, who's on the line with us down in South Florida. You know, we could carve up the offense all we wanted to here, but let's follow up on that defensive performance tonight. That the loss of Roy Miller, this was more than just the loss of Roy Miller tonight. This had more to do with a lot of other things than that, Fred.
Yeah, and I text you throughout the game, JP, just so you can keep an eye on, for the second consecutive week, teams are running to our left. You know, what have they seen to allow them to want to run to our left? You know, who are they targeting? And those are the questions that I'm asking myself as I try and sit there and evaluate. And it's more than Roy Miller, because they attempted to do it last week. And they're running that outside zone off tackle play to our left. Until they find a way to get that corrected, whatever they have to do, teams are going to continue to do that. Other teams create blueprints for other teams. And it makes your season hell, you know. So they got to go back to the drawing board and figure out how they're going to get this run game, run defense buckled down. Because if you don't do that, you can just tank the season. It's done.
Fred, when you say to our left, the Jags left, are you talking about running off right tackle for the Titans offensive, like from behind the formation? They're running to their right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're running to the offense's left, the defense.
Okay, gotcha. Because to me, the most disheartening play of the game may have been that exact play that you're talking about late in the first half. It's like 3rd and 12 inside the 5-yard line, right?
Right.
Right. And right. It's almost like they're conceding, all right, we're going to run it, keep the clock moving, we're going to punt the ball away to you here, and then DeMarco Murray just goes for a first down. And that, to me, was as bad a single play as there was on the night, because I really thought the Titans were just like, you know what, let's be content to go into halftime 24-0.
Yeah, and prior to the 3rd and 2, 22-yard scamper by Murray on the left side, prior to that, it was a 2-yard, 1-yard, 3-yard, 2-yard, 1-yard, 3 for Murray. And then after that run, it was like, okay, we found what we were looking for. So it is here. And they continued to pound away at it. And they would change up, play would be the counter. And he would press it inside, get the guys to commit, then he would bounce it outside. And he had success doing that. The same thing going Derrick Henry's touchdown. He would press the interior and bounce the outside. And they had a game plan. They executed flawlessly, and they deserved the victory. And sometimes it's like that in the NFL, but the defense has to play better with some missed tackles out there. No way you would have tight end take the ball before it was called back, you know, for a 45-yard touchdown. That's just, you can't allow that to happen. And it's not even Delanie Walker. So he's not the fastest one on the team. So the defense has to get back to the drawing board, or it's going to be a very long season because the offense isn't productive. That means the defense is going to be on the field for quite some time, and they won't be able to stop anyone.
That was one of the bright spots. Yeah, that was one of the bright spots early in the season. The defense had done just enough to kind of keep the Jags in games, but not the case tonight. Final score 36-22. We'll come back with a Bud Light play of the game. The highlights a little later, a final Everbank stats check as well. All Titans all night, 36-22 the final. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at MyZachSnacks.com.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's, and now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's, and remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
You may never need to walk through our door, but if you do, you may need more than just advice. You're hurt and scared, but I want you to know that you can talk to us about anything. We will get to know you so that we can tell your story together. We will stand with you every step of the way as your attorneys, and we will always have your back, no matter what. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family. Call us at 396-5555. Jacksonville.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. JP Shadrick, more from Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor coming up after the Jags fall in Nashville 36-22. The final score, the Titans are now 4-4, Jags are now 2-5. Let's get to the highlights from tonight's game, including the Bud Light play of the game. The game was relatively normal in the first quarter. Suckup hit a first quarter field goal. Old Tennessee had a 3-0 lead, and then the Titans never stopped scoring. While the Jags couldn't get anything done offensively in the first half, the Titans certainly did. 4 plays, 66-yard drive on their third possession. Mariota to Kendall Wright for a touchdown.
Titans go left to right now to start the second quarter. First down at the Jags' 36-yard line. I formation, play fake. Dropping is Mariota. Looking. Fires it deep toward the end zone. He's got a man out there. That's going to be caught for a touchdown. Kendall Wright got loose in the back of the end zone. And it's a 36-yard touchdown pass from Mariota to Wright to extend the lead for the Titans.
10-0 the score. Jags couldn't get anything done in their possession. 3 and out. Next drive, 8 plays, 69 yards, and Derrick Henry, the Heisman Trophy winner, plunges in.
3rd and 1 yard now from the 6-yard line. 3rd and 1. Henry, the running back. Mariota under center. Give it to Henry. Tries to bounce it outside. Tries to turn the corner. Gets the edge. Yes, he does. Touchdown. Derrick Henry bounced it outside. Turned the corner and scored from 6 yards away.
17-0 the score. The next Tennessee possession. 4 plays, 62 yards. DeMarco Murray gets in on the action.
17-0, 7:28 to play. Murray the running back. Mariota under center. Mariota takes, gives to DeMarco Murray. Not much there. Tries to bounce it out to the left side. Can he turn the corner? Yes, he can. To the 10, to the 5-yard line. Diving to the pylon. DeMarco Murray into the end zone. Touchdown.
That was after a long reception by the tight end there to get him in scoring range. Murray with a 14-yard score, 24-0. Succop hit a field goal, 27-0, the halftime score. The Jags, though, got the ball to start the second half, and after not doing much of anything at all in the first half, drove down the field. 11 plays, 75 yards. This is the Bud Light play of the game, brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly.
It'll be first and goal. The tip of the ball is touching the 10-yard line. First and goal. From the 10, shotgun, 2 right, 1 left. Ivory, the running back, stands to the right of Bortles. 4-man front for the Tennessee Titans. He drops the throw, looking, looking, fires it into the end zone. That ball's going to be caught for the touchdown, I believe. That is Julius Thomas. Touchdown pass, a 10-yarder from Bortles to Thomas for the score.
27-8, the Jags went for two and got it. Next drive, though, the Titans strike right back. Mariota to Rashard Matthews to answer with a touchdown of their own. And then the Jags, on a couple of drives later, on a they got him off the field. The defense did. Marquise Lee, though, unable to hang on to a punt, and it's a turnover.
Turn, punts it away. Marquise Lee is going to field it. He dropped the ball. He fumbled it, and it's still loose. Near the right sideline, near the Jaguar sideline, Marquise fumbled it. No sign as of yet. Both teams are piling on.
You know who recovered it? The Titans. That set up a Succop field goal, 36-8 at that point. The Jags would have a couple of touchdowns late, including their final one of the night, Bortles to Walters.
Dropping the throws, Bortles. 6 seconds to play. Fires it in the middle of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Brian Walters. Brian Walters with a touchdown catch with 1 second to play.
Final score, 36-22. The Titans are 4-4. The Jags fall to 2-5. We'll come back with an Everbank stats check. Plenty more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. Jaguars postgame continues after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Go from tank to tankless. Make the right play by choosing Rinnai tankless water heaters. Get yourself out of hot water at home by choosing the best water heating solution available. Why don't you tell us about the last time you were in hot water with your significant other? Visit GetHotWater.com to submit your story for a chance to be a part of our weekly giveaway for football tickets. Grand prize winners will have a chance to win a pair of playoff tickets and a Rinnai water heater. Visit Rinnai.us for more information about their innovative products.
Hey, Jags fans, is your bank guaranteeing high yields on your money? At Everbank, our yield pledge promise guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields available. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or Yield Pledge money market account. So we do the work while your money gets the glory. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a local Everbank Financial Center or find us online at everbank.com/jags. Everbank is proud to be the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everbank, member FDIC.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink.
Visit Jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, you must first appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, a hint of real sugar, a splash of sparkling water, and a generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 Boldly Blended Colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients from the makers of Pepsi Cola.
PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. Final score of 36-22, Titans over the Jags. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey here in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the phone with us down in South Florida with reaction to this one. It's time now for an EverBank final stats check. You know what? We'll do an EverBank halftime stats check.
Oh, boy.
That really told the tale of this game tonight.
Yeah, it really did.
The final stats check won't tell you really what happened in this game. We'll compare
the two.
That's
not going to look good at all.
No, it's not pretty, Fred. Yeah,
this is interesting. Yeah. Do tell where we were at halftime.
Okay, so at halftime, it was a 27-0 game. First downs, Titans had 20, the Jags had 3. The third down efficiency, Titans 6 of 8. Jags 1 of 6. Total yardage at halftime, 354 for the Titans, 60 for the Jags.
354 yards.
At the half. Rushing yardage at halftime, 135 to 5. Passing, 219 to 55. It could go on and on and on and on and on here. The end of the game, with all the yardage at the end for the Jaguars trying to get back in, the Jags finished with more first downs than the Titans, 27 to 25. The Titans still outgained them 494 to 370 for the night. Rushing yardage, though, Fred, you've alluded to it twice, 214 to 48 tonight. The Titans on the ground get it done. And penalties again, key ones early in this game, 7 for 75 yards for the Jags. Some big ones, the late hit by Jalen Ramsey. The personal foul where Dante Fowler could have been ejected from the ball game with a punch. You know, those scenarios continue tonight. Time of possession, of course, when you run the ball like they did, 34 and a half minutes in favor of Tennessee.
And that's considering that they took their foot off the accelerator in the second half.
The quarterback's out, the running back's
right.
out.
DeMarco Murray is out for a while. Surprised he actually came back in at that point in time. But, I mean, it's not like, you know, Derrick Henry isn't a capable back, but then you take Mariota out with about 7 minutes remaining, and they just basically said, let's get the. Can we have a running clock here, too? I think they would have said yes. Here's your individual numbers. You want to talk about deceptive. 33 out of 54 for Blake Bortles, 337, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Don't let anyone ever quote you the quarterback rating as a meaningful stat. 97.5 quarterback rating for Blake tonight. Marcus Mariota, on the other hand, 18 to 22, 270, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Was not sacked tonight either.
I bet his rating was better.
It was 148.1.
Yeah.
In fact, Matt Castle came off the bench and threw a little 108.3 up there. He only threw one pass, but he completed it for 10 yards. Bortles led the way on the ground for the Jaguars. 4 carries for 22 yards. T.J. Yeldon, 3 for 20. Chris Ivory running into a brick wall, 4 for 6 tonight. DeMarco Murray, 5.9 yards per carry, 21 for 123 and a touchdown. Derrick Henry got his first touchdown of his NFL career, just under 4 yards a pop, 16 for 60 with that score. Through the air, Allen Hurns led the way for the Jags, 7 grabs for 98 yards and a score. Allen Robinson about on pace to put up about half the yardage and less than half the touchdowns he did last year, is a 6 for 70 night for A-Rob. A lot of that coming in garbage time. Ben Koyak ended up as the third leading receiver.
Wow.
Got it all at the end there, 5 for 41 at the end. Kendall Wright burned him, 4 for 84 for the Titans, and including a 36-yard touchdown that got Tennessee a 10-0 lead. Delanie Walker caught 4 for 75. Defensively, there are plenty of tackle opportunities to go around. Telvin Smith had 15 total tackles, including 10 solo, although not one on Supernaw as he tiptoed the sideline for a long gainer there in the first half. Jonathan Cyprian, Pro Football Focus graded him out as the best Jag on the field tonight. By the way, he had 12 tackles, including 4 solos. On the other side, Jason McCourty had 8 solo tackles as part of an 11 overall tackle night for the Titans.
Any individual stuff stand out to you there, Fred?
Telvin Smith, 15 tackles.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing else. Nothing else at all, JP. It's just one. This is one of the games you just want to just toss out of the database. Just completely, man. I don't know what you coach up. I mean, you're going to coach up on the field, but how much do you expect to get right by watching this film? I don't know. It's all bad. It's all bad because the first half told the tape, told the tale, I should say.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember a half of football in this era and in the time I've been here that's been as bad as this one. I was thinking of the Patriots game last year, but even they had some yardage in that half.
What about San Fran in London the first year?
That was pretty bad because they scored on four straight drives, touchdowns to open the game against the Jets.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure they set a record tonight, 5 yards at the half rushing.
It's got to be. I mean,
that has to be a record. I mean, how do you not just fall forward and get you fall forward, your body, you're going to get 3 yards. Like, that's – I don't understand it. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed, is the word tonight, especially when you look at the EverBank halftime stats check. We did a final one as well. The final score, all Titans, 36-22. We'll come back. This will be the usual segment where we'll pick a player of the game. We'll see how that goes when we come back. Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Brian Sexton here. There's nothing better than the cheer of Jaguars fans on game day. That's the same sound you could be making as a winner of the Dreamfinders Homes Take It to the House promotion. As the official home builder of the Jags, Dreamfinders is offering a chance for you to win $100,000 towards a new home. All you have to do is visit a Dreamfinders model to register. Now that's something to cheer about. For more information, visit DreamfindersHomes.com. The models near you. And oh yeah, go Jags.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
When you shop at Steinmark, you may feel like yelling, touchdown, and doing your very own end zone dance. That's because Steinmark offers amazing designer brands and all the latest trends up to 60% off department store prices every day. We're not keeping score, but we're pretty sure you win with every visit and every purchase. With 6 locations right here in Jacksonville, Steinmark is supported by a very loyal fan base. We're also a proud sponsor of the Jaguars Women's Club, so you could say we're fans of the fans. Go Jags!
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame continues. The final score in Nashville, 36-22. Titans had a 27-0 halftime lead. The Jags scored 3 second-half touchdowns to try to climb back in it, but a little too late tonight. The Jags fall to 2-5. The Titans are now even 4-4. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor's on the line with us from South Florida. By the way, we're mentioning the other games you brought up, Mike, the 49ers game, the first London game in 2013. A halftime of that game was 28-3, and the Niners outgained the Jags 262-106 in that one. So,
okay.
And they had 30 yards rushing the Jags did in the first half of that game. So, but it was complete domination that
comparable,
whole first half. I think that's probably the most comparable.
And
you'll
know
find.
That should you knew going into that year that was going to be a long season. That's
absolutely
the difference. I mean, they arguably had that year the worst first half of any team in NFL history, honestly. I mean, they're just not competitive at all for 8 games. This is supposed to be a far cry from that, and that's not where they are.
All right, Fred, are you ready to vote for player of the game this evening on the Jaguars Radio Network?
Yeah, let's go. Should I go first?
Well, yeah, go first. You wanted to go first last week, and now you can go first this week.
Okay, I'm going to give it to the Seminole, who I mentioned earlier, Telvin Smith with the 15 tackles. I mean, you have to have that many tackles if they're going to run it that many times, but at least he showed the effort. He was flying around like he usually does, and for whatever reason, he has my player of the game vote.
Mr. Dempsey,
do you mind if I go next?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't. I'm gonna go. I think Telvin's a fine choice,
yes.
But I'm gonna go off the board here, so JP's vote will count. We don't want to disenfranchise you.
Too late.
I'm gonna go with. I think if we break down the film, he probably wasn't on the field. It didn't cost them much for the first 57 minutes of it. I'm gonna go with Ben Koyak. 5 for 41 tonight. He just came in some garbage time,
nice.
Got a few balls. I'm going deep cuts on that one. And because I don't feel like I can blame him for much of what transpired. He probably played some special teams. I don't think I can specifically point to him as the reason why they were behind.
That's
tonight.
A bold choice. You know
Thank
what?
Thank you.
A month ago, he's on the surgery table. He had a meniscus tear, and he got that fixed up. He's
he
back
did make
out
a
there
nice
playing.
Catch for that one first down just past the line.
So good for him. I'm going to go Allen Hurns. You know, I mean – he fights through it still, took a big lick towards the end again. He's going over the middle. Balls are behind him. They're in front of him. They're up. They're down. He had 11 targets, 7 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown tonight.
And a big drop on fourth down.
And a big drop on fourth down. I'm with you on that. But, you know, Telvin had a whiff on the tackle.
I got you. I know. That's kind of the thing. Yeah, nobody played a perfect game.
Everybody had a thing.
Everybody had their thing, except Koya.
So there you go. That's my vote. So – the voting rules here. I get one vote. Mike gets one vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. Tonight's player of the game for the Jaguars Radio Network is Telvin Smith.
Congrats, Telvin.
Jaguars linebacker with 15 tackles this evening. We'll come back. A Baptist Health injury report. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. 36-22, Titans over the Jaguars on Jaguars Radio.
Want to see yourself on the video boards at a Jaguars game this season? Now you can, thanks to the Selfies and Slices promotion brought to you by Mellow Mushroom and the Jaguars. Come into any Jacksonville area Mellow Mushroom and snap a selfie with their featured Jags player cutout. Post it on Instagram and make sure to tag @MellowJags and use the hashtag MellowJags for a chance to win 2 tickets to the next home game and see your picture on the big screen while you're at the game. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. See official rules for details.
Jags fans, this is head coach Gus Bradley. A great night's sleep makes all the difference. That's why we've teamed up with Ashley Home Store to help you sleep better. For every sack the Jaguars make this season, Ashley will donate another bed to local children in need through their Hope to Dream program. Also, Ashley will donate a portion of every mattress sale to provide free beds to local kids in need. The program has helped 40,000 kids over the past 5 years, and that number will continue to grow in 2016. So buy your mattress at Ashley Home Store, and thank you again for your support of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bento Cafe brings a unique way to serve authentic Asian food and sushi fast and efficiently. Founded on the concept of blending traditional Asian cuisine with a contemporary quick atmosphere, everything on the menu is cooked to order and prepared in minutes. Their wok chefs create that perfect stir-fry taste in every bite, and their sushi chefs roll with delicate skill and art. Visit them at 2 Jacksonville locations, Bento Cafe at the St. John's Town Center, and on Southside next to Tinseltown Theater. Bento Cafe, proud partner of the Jaguars.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Does your yard need some help? Call or visit Liberty Landscape Supply today. They carry plants, trees, gravel, stone, mulch, pine straw, sand, dirt, and much more. Visit LibertyLandscapeSupply.com where you can search for plants that will work in your landscape, research products, email questions, place an order, and schedule a delivery. Check them out online or call 904-261-7177. Liberty Landscape Supply is your number one source for materials that make your yard look beautiful.
And don't forget, they deliver to you.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame rolls along 36-22. Titans 4-4. Jags 2-5. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. A couple of tweets coming from Jaguars reporters after the game. Ryan O'Halloran, the beat writer for the Times Union, his tweet, Khan to the Times Union, meaning Shad Khan, quote, actions speak louder than words, very little for me to say. And then about 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, O'Halloran tweets, Khan says no coaching change. So that's the latest coming from around the Jaguars locker room tonight in Nashville. Injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. The one positive, nothing real too notable, I believe, came out of this game for the Jaguars. Aaron Colvin left the game for a little while with a calf injury. I'm not sure if he came back or not, but and other than that.
Alan Hurns was limping around, but he thrives on that.
He fought through it, and yeah. That's why he was my vote tonight. Fought through some injury stuff tonight, you know. So in that regard, a clean sheet for the Jaguars, at least medically. But Roy Miller, of course, is done for the year. Luke Jokel's done for the year. That's, I guess, what you got to hang your hat on tonight, an injury-free ball game at least. Fred, and that's at the tail end of this ball game, that's the last thing you want is somebody going down with an injury.
Yeah, you never want an injury, especially not the very end of the game. And to make matters worse, in a blowout. So thankfully they were able to walk away healthy. Now it's time to get back to the drawing board, try and script up something to go out to KC and try and beat those guys. That's all you can do right now.
Doesn't get easier from here. I mean, we'll get to the Kansas City game coming up, but
right.
Hey, there's, what, nine games left
Denver,
in the season?
Denver, Minnesota, yeah. Some serious ballers out there that are still on the schedule.
Guess what, you got to play Tennessee again at some point,
Tennessee
too.
Tennessee looks pretty solid, right? I mean, yeah. No easy ones. There's certainly not going to be any easy ones on the schedule.
That's the way it is in the National Football League each and every year. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back and preview next week's game, Week 9. The Jaguars head to Arrowhead Stadium to face the Kansas City Chiefs. Final score of 36-22, the Titans over the Jaguars on the Jaguars Radio Network.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You got your Jaguars jersey, your Jaguars throw blankets, your Jaguars mugs, your Jaguars bed sheets, your Jaguars china set, your lucky Jaguars t-shirt that's totally worked every season. You thought about naming your kid after your running back. You settled for your dog instead. And this Sunday, you're going to have your team on another important part of game day. Beer. Introducing Bud Light Jaguars Team Cans, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Beer with your team on. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's field goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Hey, Jags fans. Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto EverBank Field. And now game day could start with you. Through the EverBank on the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jags home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the opportunity to lead our team as they take the field. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/crawl. That's everbank.com/crawl and enter today. No purchase necessary. EverBank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL, guess what? The scoreboard show is next.
Oh, it's coming up in moments.
Where you can get in and get your comments about tonight's Jaguars game, the 36-22 final. Tennessee a winner over the Jags tonight. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and for the final few moments, Fred Taylor with us down in South Florida on the line tonight. All right, moving forward. That's all you can do from here, Fred, and you're going to go to Kansas City, Missouri, and face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, always a tough place to play, and it's always going to be a well-coached football team with Andy Reid involved.
Yeah, they're a well-coached team, and I'm pretty sure they see a team who's been battered like the Jaguars have, and they're licking their chops because, you know, they're pretty much still in the running. Now, where are they, 4-2? Yeah, 4-2. And now they have an opportunity to, win their division. They're still in it. So, the theme is shark. When blood is in the water, you want to unleash the sharks, man, and get them while they're down. They're not going to take it easy, and those fans aren't going to take it easy. Arrowhead is tough. The guys got a lot of work in front of them. They got to keep playing. Regardless of all of this stuff that's going on, you got to keep playing because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, they do have to keep playing, Fred. I don't know if, I know you talked earlier about the great thing about some coaches is the consistency. They don't change who they are, but what they're doing isn't working. Is there something you can do different? Can you try to get tougher on the guys? Can you ease up? I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you as a former player, in a circumstance like this, you weren't in too many of these kind of positions, fortunately, but what can a coaching staff do to try to turn this around?
You can't get tougher on him. I mean, the guys would probably take you for a joke. For the last 4 years, he's been the same guy, mellow, easygoing, trusting his guys. And unfortunately, he hadn't gotten the result that he's looking for. So I think it's too late to change, and he won't change his demeanor. I don't know, because he's such a loyal guy. You know, his coaches, his assistant, everybody's accountable. And these guys got to coach better, like he said. They got to play better. You know, but you got to be able to look that guy in the mirror and say you're giving your all at the very end of the day. You can't cut corners. So if you cut corners, you're going to get those results. But if you, rededicate and hopefully get those guys' attention, maybe you can turn some things around. But if not, then it's not going to help.
The Chiefs have the Colts Sunday in Indianapolis. Chiefs 4-2, the Colts 3-4. They had a comeback win last week over the Tennessee Titans. We'll watch that matchup on Sunday, and the Jags will have a long weekend to think about this one and get set for that game at Arrowhead. And Fred, we'll look forward to talking to you in the pregame before that game at Arrowhead. How about it?
Hey, let's do it, man.
There he is.
All right, Freddie, have a good one, buddy.
All right, guys, be well.
Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars running back, joining us on Jaguars postgame. You know, the way he sounds is about how everybody feels right now, I think.
Gut punch, you know, hit upside the head with a 2x4. I don't know. However you
want to
describe
it. That probably
feels
better than this, to be quite honest.
Honestly, I don't want to literally find out, but there are plenty of ways you could describe it. It's not good. Nobody feels good, man.
Not the ideal situation.
And I hope and I expect none of the coaches feel good. The front office doesn't feel good. The owner doesn't feel good. The players don't feel good. No one feels good. It doesn't excuse how they played. I mean, the fans have much more to be upset about, I think, than anything here, because you can't support a team. You support them over and over and over again. You've got to get consistent effort, but at the very least.
As professionals, though, in this business, in this game, they've got a lot to play for, too. It's not just a fan's game.
Right.
And I understand that's at some point got to come down on those guys, too.
It certainly does. But, you know, tonight they didn't give a professional performance the first half of the football game, at least. And really, it's cosmetic what they did in the second half. They did not give a professional performance.
So this is a 2-5 football team with a lot of time to think about that record heading to Arrowhead next week against the Kansas City Chiefs. For those on our flagship station, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. The Jags Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. Max Hockman produces on Jaguars.com. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. The final score, Titans 36, Jaguars 22. This has been Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.